Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show, first day of the expo, and I'm with Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to see you again.
You've got a little strange noise in your voice, and I think it's due to the pollen, right?
That's absolutely correct.
A little background. You're a Johnson City, Tennessee-based wood flooring producer. Been in business for a long time. You've got multiple manufacturing locations and a wide assortment. You've got engineered hardwood, solid hardwood, unfinished hardwood, privately held company. How's business?
Well, Kemp, you know, there's no doubt our industry is still under a lot of pressure. I mean, that's evident. But we did see an improvement in the first quarter of 2025 over 2024. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we can continue that the remainder of the year.
So business was up in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was surprising. You know, we were expecting things to be flat carrying through from the end of 2024, but pleasantly surprised. Yeah, happy for my team and the company that we outperformed our expectations in the first quarter. We hope that trend continues, and it's certainly hard to project exactly, you know, what's going on with the consumer, but hardwood has a great story, and we certainly feel confident that we can turn the momentum in our favor. And it's all about the consumer and how they feel about their flooring choices. Are they making the right choice? Is vinyl the right choice for them, or do they want real hardwood? And what does that mean for the resale of their house? When you make a decision to replace your floor covering, it's not something you want to do a bunch of times. You want to get it right the first time. And we think by putting hardwood in the first time, you're going to get it right. The benefits of that will pay dividends down the road.
So what are your key message points here at the show when customers come by?
Well, we've invested a lot of time and energy over the last 12 months, really asking our customers, you know, what do they want to see from Mullican Flooring? What do they want to see from a domestic supplier? So we took all that feedback, and we're in the process of introducing a new 12 SKU half-inch sliced engineered product in white oak and hickory. And we have also restyled several of our current product collections across, you know, both solid and engineered. And the feedback's been very positive.
So this new product you're rolling out, it's American made and it's American species, right?
That's correct. Focused on white oak and hickory, that seems to be right now in terms of species, the two hot products.
All right, there's been some uncertainty out there based on these tariffs and where the business is headed. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think you can really look at the tariff situation in a lot of ways. Number one, as a domestic manufacturer, you know, we benefit from the fact that we can provide stability to our customers in terms of pricing and availability. There's really no risk. On the raw material side, however, you know, our sawmill partners rely on those export of logs to Asia, and they need that to remain healthy, and we certainly want healthy sawmill partners. So that's the flip side to this whole thing that maybe people don't really know. And then number three really is, what's the impact on the consumer? We really don't know what that psychological impact of these tariffs, the uncertainty of that, has on the consumer.
So what are your expectations for growth for the remainder of the year?
You know, I think it'll be consumer driven, you know, really understanding the impact of the tariffs for the consumer. You know, what's going on in the stock market is going to play a role and a factor. But we're confident we can carry this momentum, barring some unforeseen event. We feel really good where we're at and are confident we'll carry this thing through the remainder of the year.
What does the industry need to do to grow in light of some of this noise around lookalike products?
Yeah, Kemp, it's really several things. Number one, we just need to do a better job of telling our story. We need to continue to develop the craftsman and the installer base, because that's really important. The skill level required to install a vinyl or a laminate does not compare to what it requires to install hardwood. So those guys are really important. They're really key, and we need to continue to develop there. And then, you know, really no one talks about the negative environmental impact that vinyl has and will have in the future. And we need to send that message loud and clear.
Focus on real, focus on sustainability, and make sure both the consumer and the RSA understands the message, right?
100%, absolutely.
Okay, Pat, it's great to spend time with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.